This is Dreamwalker 1960. As a reminder, you can read the transcripts of all my podcasts at dreamwalker1960.com. You can use most podcast platforms if you wish to listen. All you need to do is do a search for Dreamwalker 1960. We are all warned. Romans 11:17 through 21. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them become a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said. Because of unbelief, they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Do not be haughty, but fear. He warns us of this in many ways and many times. It is a warning because we can fall into this trap more than once. It hardens our hearts and makes it impossible to truly improve our relationship with Christ. It is one of the struggles that we are forced to endure due to having free will. It is the reason we have to seek sanctification. It is why we are told to always seek to become a reflection of Christ. We do not automatically become his reflection. We must strive, struggle, and search our souls to become sanctified. What does it mean to sanctify? It means to make holy, treat as holy, set apart as holy, hallow, purify, consecrate, venerate. Hallow means to make something holy. Purify is to remove immoral thoughts or acts from something. Consecrate is to officially make something holy and suitable to be used for religious ceremonies. Venerate is to honor or very much respect a person or thing. All of these definitions show actions. Actions are works. To seek after sanctification is a works-oriented endeavor filled with faith and belief in our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is something that is ongoing and never-ending until the day we leave this temporal plane of existence. Always seeking to be like Jesus Christ is the true sanctifying of faith through works. James 2:18. But if someone will say, "You have faith and I have works," show your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. As we journey through our trials and tribulations to be like our Savior, we will have events that will cause us to have difficulties. I have encountered haughtiness within myself more than once as an example. I guess I get this way by accident as I try and help people to see the truth. However, God does things in my life to get my attention, to awaken me of my arrogance. It usually works because things get drastic. However, this is not always the case. Sometimes I must suffer. I must feel the pruning of my branch, and let me tell you, it hurts. Not physically, but emotionally, as most trials are, within ourselves, for we must come to confront our flaws because we will always have flaws. For this is made very clear within the Word of God. 1 John 1:8 through 10. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. The wording shows that this is a clear statement to any that calls themselves a follower of Christ. They still sin. It also makes it clear that we must confess our sins unto God through Jesus Christ. Again, an action of works unto God through faith. It also states clearly that any who says they do not sin does not have the Holy Spirit within them. We must also remember this spoken in Hebrews. Hebrews 10:26 through 29. And if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no remains of a sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversary. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? In treating Christ's sacrifice of our salvation as common is an act of arrogance. What constitutes commonality? Common is unholy things, profane, dirty, unclean, unwashed. Making Christ's sacrifice upon the cross unclean is not just achieved through arrogance in attitude, but taking your salvation for granted. This is shown in those that say things like, "I can achieve anything, for God is within me." The moment these words enter into someone's mind, they spoil the Holy Ghost. For once we have the Holy Spirit within us, we must strive to keep ourselves free of sin and not seek after those things of the world. This is why this is said in 1 John. 1 John 2:15 through 17. Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. This is not from the Father, but from this world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. Anyone who pursues worldly possessions and how they look to others in the world, if they have the Holy Spirit within them, have made it unclean, dirty, common. This is why this is said in Luke. Luke 16:13-15. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, also heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your heart. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God." Those that taint the Holy Spirit and thus defile it are seen as an abomination in the sight of God. This is obvious to those that actually have the Holy Spirit within them. For those that do know by his presence within them that they are best served by ending sin. Yet there are times we err, for humans are always corrupt, even after becoming temples of the Holy Spirit, as witnessed by this verse, 1 Corinthians 15:53. For this corruptible must put on incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortality. When people challenge the Bible, they show arrogance and self-serving pride. This is why we must study the Word of God for ourselves. For as long as we allow others to tell us what is in the Word of God, we are open to making the Holy Spirit unholy. What does the Bible say on these lines? Matthew 12:31. Therefore I say to you, Every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Now, you start to see why fighting haughtiness is so important. Philippians 2:3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each esteem others better than himself. All humanity is equal, but we as servants of Christ are to see others as better than ourselves, not to the point of bowing down and worshiping other humans, but in seeking to help them achieve salvation. Helping humanity to seek to be seen by God is why Christ himself humbled himself. Philippians 2:5-8. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God, and he died a criminal's death on a cross. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. An attitude of humility is what we are told we must do and have. Yet many celebrate and are jubilant that they are filled with the Holy Spirit. This, as was mentioned earlier, defiles and dishonors the Holy Ghost, blaspheming the Holy Spirit and thus condemning those that habitually practice this behavior. There are those that challenge this truth. When they do so, they think themselves better than God. They show themselves to be prideful and in turn arrogant. Proverbs 16:18-20. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoils with the proud. He who heeds the words wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. Time is running out. Time for this type of behavior must end in all that act this way. For it is made clear that they will not make the first rapture. Revelation 3:15-17. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth, because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. This is why Christ said this next, Revelation 3:18-21. I counsel to you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. To overcome requires humility, amongst other things, by seeking to emulate our Savior Jesus Christ. Repent now if you profess to being a child of God. Ask Christ into your life if you have not already done so. For the first rapture is very near. God bless.
Leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And I don't care if they I don't want to leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus.